2 Samuel 3. There was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. David grew stronger and stronger, while the house of Saul became weaker and weaker. Sons were born to David at Hebron. His firstborn was Amnon of Ahinoam of Jezreel. His second, Kileab of Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel. The third, Absalom, son of Maacah, daughter of King Talmai of Geshur. The fourth, Adonijah, son of Haggith. The fifth, Shephatiah, son of Abital. And the sixth, Ithream, of David's wife Eglah. These were born to David in Hebron. While there was war between the house of Saul and the house of David, Abner was making himself strong in the house of Saul. Now Saul had a concubine whose name was Rizpah, daughter of Aiah. And Ishbaal said to Abner,
"Why have you gone into my father's concubine?"
The words of Ishbaal made Abner very angry. He said,
"Am I a dog's head for Judah? Today I keep showing loyalty to the house of your father Saul, to his brothers, and to his friends, and have not given you into the hand of David. And yet you charge me now with a crime concerning this woman? So may God do to Abner, and so may he add to it. For just what the Lord has sworn to David, that will I accomplish for him. To transfer the kingdom from the house of Saul and set up the throne of David over Israel and over Judah, from Dan to Beersheba."
And Ishbaal could not answer Abner another word because he feared him. Abner sent messengers to David at Hebron, saying,
"To whom does the land belong? Make your covenant with me, and I will give you my support to bring all Israel over to you."
He said,
"Good, I will make a covenant with you. But one thing I require of you, you shall never appear in my presence unless you bring Saul's daughter Michal when you come to see me."
Then David sent messengers to Saul's son Ishbaal, saying,
"Give me my wife Michal, to whom I became engaged at the price of 100 foreskins of the Philistines."
Ishbaal sent and took her from her husband Paltiel, the son of Laish. But her husband went with her, weeping as he walked behind her, all the way to Bahurim. Then Abner said to him,
"Go back home."
So he went back. Abner sent word to the elders of Israel, saying,
"For some time past you have been seeking David as king over you. Now then bring it about. For the Lord has promised David, 'Through my servant David I will save my people Israel from the hand of the Philistines and from all their enemies.'"
Abner also spoke directly to the Benjaminites. Then Abner went to tell David at Hebron all that Israel and the whole house of Benjamin were ready to do. When Abner came with 20 men to David at Hebron, David made a feast for Abner and the men who were with him. Abner said to David,
"Let me go and rally all Israel to my lord the king, in order that they may make a covenant with you, and that you may reign over all that your heart desires."
So David dismissed Abner, and he went away in peace. Just then, the servants of David arrived with Joab from a raid, bringing much spoil with them. But Abner was not with David at Hebron, for David had dismissed him, and he had gone away in peace. When Joab and all the army that was with him came, it was told Joab,
"Abner, son of Ner, came to the king, and he has dismissed him, and he has gone away in peace."
Then Joab went to the king and said,
"What have you done? Abner came to you. Why did you dismiss him so that he got away? You know that Abner, son of Ner, came to deceive you, and to learn your comings and goings, and to learn all that you are doing."
When Joab came out from David's presence, he sent messengers after Abner, and they brought him back from the cistern of Sirah. But David did not know about it. When Abner returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside in the gateway to speak with him privately, and there he stabbed him in the stomach. So he died for shedding the blood of Asahel, Joab's brother. Afterward, when David heard of it, he said,
"I and my kingdom are forever guiltless before the Lord for the blood of Abner, son of Ner. May the guilt fall on the head of Joab and on all his father's house, and may the house of Joab never be without one who has a discharge, or who is leprous, or who holds a spindle, or who falls by the sword, or who lacks food."
So Joab and his brother Abishai murdered Abner, because he had killed their brother Asahel in the battle at Gibeon. Then David said to Joab and to all the people who were with him,
"Tear your clothes and put on sackcloth and mourn over Abner."
And King David followed the bier. They buried Abner at Hebron. The king lifted up his voice and wept at the grave of Abner, and all the people wept. The king lamented for Abner, saying,
"Should Abner die as a fool dies? Your hands were not bound, your feet were not fettered. As one falls before the wicked, you have fallen."
And all the people wept over him again. Then all the people came to persuade David to eat something while it was still day. But David swore, saying,
"So may God do to me and more, if I taste bread or anything else before the sun goes down."
All the people took notice of it, and it pleased them, just as everything the king did pleased all the people. So all the people and all Israel understood that day that the king had no part in the killing of Abner, son of Ner. And the king said to his servants,
"Do you not know that a prince and a great man has fallen this day in Israel? Today I am powerless, even though anointed king. These men, the sons of Zeruiah, are too violent for me. The Lord pay back the one who does wickedly in accordance with his wickedness."